The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
If you care about your country, if you're concerned with the direction America is headed, if you're concerned that we live in a society where you're not allowed to question where the virus came from, if you're sick and tired of all this shit, then guess what? There's a reason why you're listening to me right now. We left a trail of breadcrumbs like Mexican Morpheus. Red tamal, blue tamal. Thank you for choosing the red tamal. Welcome to RPT. The way it works here is we are protected by a subscription business model. What you do is you go to patreon.com/redpilltamales. You sign up for the price of a cup of coffee and you get multiple podcast shows. Rob, tell them what they get.
Every Monday you get a Chingo Chat, which is the non-political version of Red Pill Tamales. It's not political-ish. Mm-hmm. On Wednesdays, there's a public episode on iTunes, Spotify, everywhere you get your shows. And on Friday is a bonus RPT that you get exclusively on Patreon only. And in the future, we are working on more programming for the rest of the week so that you can have 5 days a week, nonstop Chingo Bling RPT.
That's right, Puro Pinche RPT. So we are syndicated. We're broadcasting everywhere. Spotify, YouTube, Apple Podcasts. Spread the word. But if you want the whole enchilada, if you want to dig deeper, if you want the entire episodes, the exclusive content, head on over to patreon.com/redpilltamales. This show is great because of the audience, the Tamale Intelligence Agency. All right? So you've come to the right place. Do it now. Take action. Sign up. patreon.com/redpilltamales. All right, so check it out, yo. If you're like us and you want to get more books read, but can't always find the damn time to sit your ass down and read an actual book, then try Audible. We partner with Audible to give you, members of the TIA, the TIA, and all our podcast listeners, a free book is yours to keep forever and a 30-day trial of their Audible Premium Plus package. No contract. You can cancel anytime, and they'll give you a reminder when your trial is about to end. Here's all you got to do, a couple steps. Click the link in the show notes below, or just go to audibletrial.com/redpilltamales. Click on Audible Premium Plus, put your info, browse what book you want, and get your free book. Let us know what you got, why'd you get that book, and what'd you think about it. We'll talk about it on the show. Sass.
Right now, I want you to get ready for the Masa Messiah, the Tamale Kingpin.
You know where I'm going with this?
El Rey del Foreplay.
I'm already not comfortable.
The Versace Mariachi.
What?
All the way from Houston, Texas, Chingo
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to RPT season number 7, episode 75. It is Wednesday, July 30th, year of our Lord, 2021. I'm your host, Chingo Bling. We got producer Rob.
What's up, everyone?
In the building. So we're going to have the patrons join us live via Zoom.
Yep.
Momentarily.
In about 20 minutes. So we're going to run through a couple topics. I'm sure we'll have some leftover to run through with them. And some of them said, man, I got a lot to talk about. I just got back from the border. Someone else said, yeah, let's go.
Oh, man, it's going down.
Yeah.
So before we get into that, Freedom of Speech Tour, I am a stand-up comedian. I will be at the San Jose Improv August 18th. There's an event. August 21st in New Orleans. It's like a freedom rally protest. This is not stand-up comedy, but all my New Orleans people, Louisiana, chime in because I'm going to be in your area. Denver, Colorado. I'll be at the Denver Improv August 27th through the 29th. El Paso, Texas at the Comic Strip September 9th through the 11th. We have Brea, California September 15th. Oxnard September 16th. Addison, Texas October 7th through the 10th. San Antonio, Texas October 14th through the 16th. Irvine, California, November 3rd, and then Houston, November 5th through the 7th. Those are my tour dates. I am employed. Governor Abbott cut off our unemployment, so yeah, I tell jokes again.
Before we get into the rundown of the actual show, What is on the top of your head? Because a lot of things have happened in the last couple of days as far as...
Brother, so much, brother.
You know.
So much.
Governance and CDC and so on, but what you got?
Man, brother, look. The commission they put together, the witch hunt for January el 6, the event on 1-6, the riot, you know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
Look, man, it is very unfortunate that they are now coming after you. Everybody listening, if you're conservative, you're Republican, Trump supporter, whatever, they're now coming after you. This is like your impeachment. This is like Trump impeachment 3.0. But, you know, he's the head, you're the body. And they're using this as a way to smear you guys, try to label you as an insurrectionist and so on. Don't let it happen. They're doing theater. They're up there crying. You got DC police officers or whatever they are up there crying, talking about, man, we got to do a moment of silence for Officer Brian Skilnick.
Yeah.
It's like he died of strokes the next day. What are you talking about? It's just political theater. It's a witch hunt. Not to mention that Revolver.News, a gentleman named Darren Beatty, he broke the story that just months before that attack at the Capitol, whatever you want to call it, a plot to kidnap the governor of Michigan by quote-unquote militias. It turns out that 12 out of the 18 of those people that were supposedly trying to kidnap the governor were all informants or alphabet boys. They were feds.
Mm-hmm.
So we're losing a lot of our intelligence agencies are losing a lot of credibility. But literally after that Michigan plot,
mm-hmm.
homeboy that was in charge of all that, he got a promotion. They moved him to D.C. just in time for this thing that went down on January 6th, where AOC talking about she thought she was going to be raped, then killed. Mucha crema en los tacos.
Damn.
They saying it's the worst day since the Civil War. It's the worst day since this. They're just trying to make it seem as bad as they can so that they can use that to further persecute people. They got political dissidents locked up, solitary confinement for like 6 months. So in this commission, bro, here's what they need to do. Here's some questions we need to know. Who planted those pipe bombs
mm-hmm.
that supposedly were out there the day before? Number one, what did the feds know? How long did they know it? How many people did they have mixed in those militias or, you know, because it's y'all's job. It's y'all's job to infiltrate and get information. It's such a touchy subject, man, that I'll be having to copy paste my little comment sometimes. When people are like, hey, what happened to your, did you see Kissinger up there crying? And like, what do you think about this January 6th thing? And I tell them this, oh, it's a nice little witch hunt, homie. Here's some things we need to know. Why was there no National Guard? If they knew it was going to be hundreds of thousands of Trump supporters and just a lot of people down there, probably some provocateurs, why was the National Guard not asked to come down? What conditions are these political prisoners being held in? Who killed Ashley Babbitt? Why were they so caught off guard? Like, y'all supposed to be... It's like... Can you imagine ISIS watching this shit? Like, oh, so literally we could just walk in?
Right. And there's that video of that guy that's like yelling at the cops, like, what are you doing? You're letting them just storm in the Capitol. Why aren't you doing anything? Why aren't you calling for backup? That video hasn't gone viral enough.
And when were they released the 14,000 hours of footage? Because it was buku cameras. It was just photographers. Everybody was out there. Some of these people even got paid by CNN and all these people
mm-hmm.
to have footage, like the BLM kid from Utah.
Sutton.
Yeah, who mixed in. I forget his name, but the little BLM guy from Utah, Salt Lake, I believe. He was out there being a provocateur. He got paid to get up in there and have some footage. So basically, man, it's all okey-doke. This has okey-doke written all over it from the jump. It was a honeypot situation from the jump. It was a setup from the jump. This smells like feds. It got feds written all over it. But to the average layman, the normie, who's just at home watching, you know, C-SPAN or whatever, and they're just like, oh, okay, well, apparently there was an insurrection, an attempted coup with no weapons. Nobody in there had a gun. And, you know, they sprinkle in a little...
I don't even think normies are watching C-SPAN. They might be watching mainstream media, but they're not going to C-SPAN.
Or whatever it is, right? The normies are just, like, on Facebook, you know, going about their day. They they might see some Rachel Maddow or somebody, yeah. and they probably really believe that this was a bunch of deranged, crazy Trumpets trying to lynch Mike Pence and so on, and rape AOC and steal Nancy's laptop and do God knows what else. But it's like, come on now, peep game. This is just theater. This was all set up. They made sure to have all the cameras. Conveniently, we don't know who placed those pipe bombs. Conveniently, they won't tell you. I mean, at least they haven't yet in this commission. They won't tell you, like, oh, by the way, half the Proud Boys were informants, and you know, this other Boogaloo people, and you had this other little militia drove in, and it was, we know how many Antifa, y'all the feds, y'all supposed to know how many Antifa were there, how many BLM people, and how many people were real Trump or Trumpets.
But instead, puras mentiras.
Pura pinche mentira, güey.
In other news, we have a lot of CDC breaking news, you know, and Informed with Anthony has been posting a lot about it, other sources. I mean, shit, you even got, you know, USA Today posting and then deleting something. Did you see that tweet by chance?
What'd they delete?
So let me see if I can pull it up for you here. It was
NBC News report showing COVID vaccinated spread the virus.
Yes, yes. That was actually from USA Today. If you want to read this here.
So it's the vaccinated spreading?
Yep, that's what okay. they said.
So, man, we big tech listening to everything. All right, here's a tweet. Quote, vaccinated individuals could have higher levels of virus and infect others amid the surge of cases driven by the Delta variant. NBC, now USA Today says, NBC News, citing unnamed officials aware of the decision, reported it comes after new data suggests vaccinated individuals could have higher levels of virus and infect others amid the surge of cases driven by the Delta variant of the Rona.
So they deleted this.
Wow.
Without any editor's notes from what I read.
Yeah, man. It just, you know, there's a thing called the noble lie, which some of these people, they feel that it's okay to lie because in their mind, it's just better for the overall well-being. And it's just okay to lie. Like, in other words, like, it's okay to scare them.
Do you think they actually, so let me ask you, I guess, a serious question. Do you think they genuinely believe that?
Who? Well, I'm not a mind reader, but I'm assuming that some people that are in these positions to where they're either disseminating information or they're on the side of trying to censor people, or whether they work for the CDC or whoever, they might be like, for example, well, we knew the mask didn't really work, but we had to kind of push it just so that they could feel better. But then we had to say, don't wear the mask because we thought the PPE was going to be, you know, abused and there wouldn't be enough for our healthcare workers. And so it's like they're having to, well, a little white lie here, a little white lie there, yet they're blaming us, you know, the common citizen, for like, you're spreading disinformation, you know, that's why we're working with big tech to silence y'all
and you can't do nothing about it.
Yeah, man, this is supposed to be America, freedom of speech, but we're living in interesting times where, you know, they're targeting these 12 people, which many are scientists and doctors out of that disinformation 12. And
yeah,
they're not going to stop at the 12. They just need to set precedent. And then the next level might be like, hey, we monitor in text messages. Like, the government and the state feels that it's their role and their job to dictate what reaches your ears and what you come across. Está cabrón. And it's just so much confusion. It's like, is there a variant? Is it not? Is it scary? Does the vax work? Is it not helping you? Is it help a little bit? Is it a vaccine? Is it more of a therapeutic? Like, anyway, Informed with Anthony posted, breaking news. CDC has updated mask mandates effective immediately. Everyone, regardless of vaccination status, fully masked indoor and outdoor. Okay, China. K through 12 students, masks regardless of vaccination status. Local governments encouraged to promote vaccination and universal mask mandates. So we back to masking everything. And some people are going to raise hell. Some people are going to be like, nope, be defiant. Some people are going to go along with it.
Yeah, a lot of people are going to go along with it. Despite everything that's happened in the last 18 months.
Chingo de confusión, güey.
There is, yeah, but there was a list, you know, state by state, because it is still state by state. These are all just, you know, suggestions from the federal government.
Yeah, CDC is just guidelines, not mandate.
Yeah, it's not, the phrase is always like, it's not the the fourth extension or the fourth branch of the government, right? It's just an organization, here's the what we suggest, so it's up to the states. And Texas still has, you know, I'm sure DeSantis is the same way. He's basically banned, you know, people from mandating it. Schools, you know, stores.
You businesses. Think Abbott's going to do that?
He already that's already that's already like you can't unless you're a private business. You can do whatever you want, obviously, but schools and other places you can't make. You know, cities can't enforce tickets or whatever for not wearing a mask or social distancing if that's still a thing. You know, I don't know. I don't want to say I'm not worried about it because I am. Anything could happen. But it's not what California and New York are right now.
Oh, terrible. Dude, can you imagine? And we'll get into what de Blasio said and what Cuomo said and Newsom, what they're doing. Can you imagine, Rob, if our American system wasn't set up where you have like the federal government, then you have states and things like that? Can you imagine, bro, if we weren't set up like that and we just had Biden?
Yeah,
and be an oligarch, Cuomo and a de Blasio and a federal government, and that's it. Yeah. It'd be like, all right, well, today, you know, CDC, it's law. It's what they said. And we're going to monitor everywhere you go, and we're going to do social credit score, and you need a vax passport, and you got to check in, check out, and we got facial recognition on your ass, and we monitoring everything, and you got a motherfucking all these Amazon devices in your house. They listening. Everything, everybody's listening. And do not get out of line, always comply, and don't be a dissident, and don't go against what we're saying. Because if you do, you know look at them people. Up. Look at them people from January 6th. They in solitary confinement. We don't know how often they get to talk to their lawyers or their family. We don't know all that. And hopefully this commission gonna get to the bottom of that.
Dude, that's wild.
Yeah, brother. I mean, hey, my biggest thing is this, man. It's like, if you don't see that we're under attack, if you don't already see that we have some sellouts, some treasonous people, you know, some tyrants, some government officials that are like really overstepping some stuff, and they're just using the excuse of it's for your own good, and people filing for it, half the country ain't. And if y'all not really seeing that there's an information war, there's an economic war, they're crushing the U.S. dollar, they're spending $9-10 trillion, taxes about to go up, they screwing you at the gas pump. The other day, Biden said, oh, we might go to war with somebody if they hack us, you know, big enough.
And did you listen to Jimmy Dore yet, by chance?
No, I need to go listen.
Oh, my God, the amount of fire Jimmy Dore dishes out in those 3 hours.
Wow. He was on, what was it, Rogan?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the day before yesterday, I believe.
Yeah, he's dope.
For people that didn't catch this clip, we got to play it and then we can expand upon it.
De Blasio.
Not have been more kind and compassionate as a country. Free testing everywhere you turn. Incentives. Friendly, warm embrace. The voluntary phase is over. We can keep doing those things. I'm not saying shut it down. I'm saying voluntary alone doesn't work. It's time for mandates because it's the only way to protect our people. We've got to shake people at this point and say, come on now. We tried voluntary. You know, we could not have been more kind and compassionate as a country.
Y'all keep voting blue.
Everywhere you turn.
Cut him.
Incentives.
Y'all keep voting blue, man. I feel bad for the people in New York City. They're tearing up New York. New York, crime is up. You got this useful idiot, you know, being a little puppet for the CCP. He's up there straight up telling y'all, hey, man, we already gave y'all a chance. We already let it be voluntary. We already gave y'all incentives. We about to put it in your arm.
Yeah. Yeah, I wonder what comedians like, you know, Schultz have to say about it because he went back to New York. Tim Dillon just left New York. He did some shows around there, I think, in Rhode Island maybe. He's like, I'm done with the city. I'm done with it. Like, as much as I want to say I love it, it's not the same. It's just, it's done. It's over.
They killed it. They ruined it. They totally ruined it, man. Cuomo and de Blasio.
What did his brother say? Did Chris Cuomo say something as well yesterday when this came out? Do you remember?
He's a useful idiot too. You know, he's just going to say whatever the left is on, you know, whatever they're pushing. Not to mention the network he works at, you know, they depend on Big Pharma's advertising dollars. So they never going to talk down on the jizzab.
On the jizzab?
Yeah, you know.
Before we get into the patrons, we have a bit of an intro here and covering a couple of topics. Are you familiar with the mayoral candidate, Major Williams in California?
I heard a little bit about him.
So a lot of people months ago were saying, sending me messages.
Well, he's governor, no? He's running for governor?
Governor, sorry. Okay. I said mayor. Yeah. My bad. Uh-huh. Yeah. He basically isn't going to be on the ticket for the recall. And he was one of the first ones to say that he was, right? So Inform with Anthony has been following this very closely, to the point where Major Williams blocked him on all social media platforms.
Okay, Inform with Anthony posted, Major Williams is now suing some of his once supporters who raised questions regarding recent allegations of campaign misspending, among other items. Sleepless nights, severe anxiety, and emotional distress are listed, begging the question if Major is the right man for governor. So he's saying he had emotional distress and tummy aches. Major Williams talking about sleepless nights, emotional suffering, fear for himself and his family. He's, what the hell? He needs to endure the political backlash. Huh.
So there's a lot of scrutiny that he's going through right now because everyone's just like, oh, he played everybody, basically. He played everybody. I mean, Rogan talked about him on, they mentioned him and pulled up his website and stuff. And he sounds like a great candidate. He's got all the main talking points that people want to hear in California, the crime, the cops, the things.
So people donated money and then he misspent it, basically?
Those are the allegations, right? That's the consensus from a lot of people. But yeah, because he's not going to be like, he's asking people to write him in now. He's not going to be a choice. So people are like, that's taking away from people like Larry Elder. Like, why would he write you in, So
why didn't he get allowed to be on the recall?
He's blaming his staff. He said that they didn't file things appropriately. But this has been months in the works. So they're
thinking that maybe he did it on purpose. Like, he really ain't trying to run. He just wants the bread.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
So, and that's unfortunate, right? Because so many people rally behind these charismatic leaders, let's call them, right? Anytime you have somebody who's super charismatic, they have the ability to be ruler, right? Be king, be whatever, be president. Obviously, Trump was one of these charismatic leaders. But when they don't even make it to the point of power, they're just along the way, and then they take your money or you lose their trust like this. It's terrible.
Yeah.
It's politicians, man, up and down. It's like one of these wave of, conscious politicians are going to come. People keep talking about this new wave of politicians that really do care, that really want to make a change. But when that's what's happening amongst all the other things that are happening right now, it's like, who can we really trust?
I mean, right now, you want to find somebody that, has some real integrity and really believes in freedom and understands, the Marxist threat that we're under. All this woke crap. Like, that's why, to me, somebody like DeSantis just keeps shining. He just keeps picking up free money. It's like, oh, CRT's in our schools. Can I make an executive order blocking that? Yeah. Okay, cool. Bam. Sas. De la verga. A lot of people concerned about, protesters blocking streets and stuff. Okay, well, here we go. Bam. Hit them with that. And so on. So it's like we... Politicians, man, so many of them are so crooked that it just gives politics a bad name. It gives their political party a bad name because there's always going to be bad apples. Yeah. So sometimes people attack me where they're like, you just over there on the Republicans' nuts, knowing damn well you had said Bush don't like Mexicans either. And I'm like, I still don't like George Bush. What's your point? There's like half the Republicans I can't stand.
Yeah.
Because they're rhinos. They're part of the swamp. They done sold us out. A lot of them are globalists. So it's like, what is your point? You always trying to catch me in a gotcha,
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I thought COVID was a hoax. Ain't that what y'all believe? And it's like,
what?
It's like, well, parts of it are a hoax. I'm not saying it's not a bug. I'm saying the bug came out that lab.
Yeah.
And it might have been done intentionally. And a lot of those PCR tests and a lot of false positives and a lot of fake spin and a whole bunch of other stuff that came along with it. How people are reacting, how we locked everything down. Are the lockdowns effective? Maybe not. That to me is kind of hoax-ish. So I'm not saying the bug don't really kill people, you damn idiot. I got some real dense people that follow me.
Yeah.
I have way too many followers. Please, we just need a select few. we don't need all of y'all. Please, just leave already. Just follow George Lopez. Go get you some CRT books, some good Leninist, Marxist, Trotsky, Comrade Russia, Fidel Castro shit from John Leguizamo. Follow Eva Longoria and don't have to worry about no flag offending you. You won't have to hear no happy 4th of July. Nothing like that. But if you over here with us, you're going to get the trill. Sass.
Sass. All right. Let's shift over to Zoom, see if people will jump into that room.
Okay.
See if we can make some of this live podcast happen.
This is our first time.
This is our first time trying it out, making sure that everything looks good, sounds good, see how it sounds to people on there. So
and we gave them a kind of a last minute notice. So.
Short notice. As you'll hear on Chingo Chats, you know, there's a baby about to be due around here, and Chingo's running around. So this is the first of many, I'm sure, live events that we'll try, and we'll see what happens. So we'll see you on the other side.
Patch him in. Orderly. Whoa, 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 Rob. Hold on. Cut. That is the end of the teaser. All right. If you want the whole enchilada, the full shebang, that's strictly for the patrons. We're hitting y'all with more premium content. So head on over to patreon.com/redpilltamales and get full access to all of the shows, all of the content, and all the premium exclusives. All right. See you there. patreon.com/redpilltamales. Sauce.